Is that all right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, this. Let me put it all. Let me see how this works. Does it? It's actually. Well, it stands. Yeah, maybe better. This one is.
I remember last time you came, you broke your iPhone.
Yes, I've been here before. Who is here that never heard me before? Wow, look at that. Now, then I will. Well, I've been introduced, but let me go a step further. I'm Henk Bruggeman from The Hague, the governmental city of the Netherlands. Married for 37 years with Anneke, my wife. We have 8 children and 11 grandchildren. And it's this month that we celebrate 13 years Father House. That's the church that we started. And actually, it's now 13, 14 years that the only message I speak is the Father Heart of God. It's the only thing I speak about. 14 years. And it's still, it's like everyday new. It's a miracle. It's when I think when you would have told me 13, 14 years ago, you will do that all the time, I would, I'm not sure if I would have believed you. And but we did it, and there was a preacher, and he said, the revelation of the Father Heart is my core message. It's the only message that I preach on. And I will do it till Jesus comes. He says, are there others who want to join? And I remember that I went to the front and I said, yes, this is, it touched my heart. I said, yes, this is what I want. But you know, you can go in conferences to the front, and then when you're home, things get different. But this one stayed. And since that day, I've preached the only thing I talked about. I'm not really preaching because I like it more to share. When you preach, it's like, here we said, let me make a semicircle. So it's better than straight rows. A little. Because if you come to church, you can feel like the setting is like a classroom. And in the university, the professor comes, or the school, the teacher. And then you are there to listen. And he is there to teach you. And I heard the father say, but I actually don't want to be known in the first place as a teacher. But I want to be known as father. And then sometimes the setting makes it difficult to present him as a father. I mean, you don't expect the professor come to you and say, oh, hallelujah, good that you are here. I mean, the professor is a certain distance. Yes. But God is not a God of distance. He is a God who wants an intimate relationship with us. And we need to carry his image. We need to carry his, who he is. Jesus, he said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I mean, what he did, everything he did, came straight from the heart of the Father. He says, I can't do anything from my own. Jesus couldn't walk on water. Jesus couldn't feed the 5,000. Jesus couldn't multiply the bread. He couldn't heal the sick. He couldn't raise Lazarus. He says, I'm fully depending on the Father. Wonderful. I know Christians that know that can do more than Jesus. They say, we can do it. And Jesus says, no. Let my Father do it. And we said, we can do it. We will build your church. And he says, well, if you want, you try. And he's waiting till we give up building the church. Because he says, I'm building the church. And what we see is a church that is filled with workers for God, Christians. Yesterday we spoke with a couple of people and we said, how do you see the church today? In general, what's your first impression when we say, what's the church like today? Does the word glorious fit? Yeah. But, okay, maybe you don't have an exact answer, but let me ask you, when Jesus comes back, what will the church be like?
Glorious.
Glorious. Will be the bride. Do we see the bride in full glory right now? Now, what needs to be changed? What needs to be changed for the church to get glorious, for the church to be the bride?
We did.
It's not what. It's who. And we say who, it's no longer the church, it's the church. So if we believe that we are, that the full glory is not yet seen through us, we need to change. So if we do what we've always done, we achieve what we have achieved now. But that's not what we want. And this is why I think that the revelation of the Father and the Father heart is the most important essential message for the church today. Because the bride will be made up out of sons of God. So when you, it's because more than half of the people haven't heard me before, so I need to start a little in the beginning so that we can follow what we are doing this weekend. And the main part, what we are, I'm talking about the Father heart, but also about sonship. The two are linked. The two belong together. Now, when you become born again, are you then a son? We talk about sonship. It's easy because Jesus is the Son. And so, when you are born again, are you a son of God, a daughter of God? Yes or no? Very good. Do we live in sonship from the moment we are born again? Yes or no? Aha. This is interesting. Because many of us, we think we've made the decision, we're a Christian, so that's it. We're ready for heaven. Because we made the decision. We changed kingdom. Kingdom of darkness, gone. Kingdom of light, here we are. You. And we see Jesus as our goal. And many of us, we stay close to Jesus. You know, because when you sin, you need him. I can ask forgiveness, and he is faithful. He will give you forgiveness. But stay close to Jesus. Stay close to Jesus, stay close to the cross. Because when you fail, you can come to him, and then you can receive again forgiveness. But he didn't give us a new life to make circles around the cross. He gave us a new life so that we could enter into a new kingdom and live a new life. He says, I am the way to... So when you come to Christ, do you receive the Father, yes or no? When you're born again. Do you receive the Father when you're born again? Yeah, because the three are one. I mean, do you receive the Holy Spirit when you become born again? Yes, but later on, he says, it's good to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So you have the Holy Spirit, but he says it's good that you're filled. For me, it's like, when you come to Jesus, you are personally introduced to him. Father, the Holy Spirit are also there, but you're personally introduced to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit says, I would like to be introduced. So he says, be filled with the Spirit. Now it's my turn. Hello, here I am. I am the Holy Spirit. Pleased to meet you. Good to get to know. So we will cooperate together. You get to know me. And the Father is still at the side. I would love to be introduced too. And I think this is the day, this is the time that the church gets properly introduced to the Father. It is since the Reformation. In the Reformation, it's like there is the spotlight on Jesus. Jesus is getting he wasn't really known as a personal savior, but from the Reformation on. We know him as a personal savior. The word is also set free. I translate it, and you can. Before the Reformation, it was not possible to read Psalm 23. Just to read the letter to the Ephesians, because if you could not read the Latin or the Hebrew, Aramaic. It was not for you. But thanks to the Reformation, now we all have our Bibles. We can read God's Word. And 1904, it's Azusa Street. And God's put like a spotlight on the Holy Spirit. Pentecostal churches, never heard before 1904. Holy Spirit introduced. And now since 1990, Father's turn, revelation of the Father heart.